Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is Otto Loos today.
Hello, John.
And it really has been a wonderful show between Dr. Larry and Barbara Feldman. You know, Barbara Feldman will help you find your hearing aids if you lose them. That's the way you got to look at this.
Yeah. and the jelly jar.
In the jelly jar. So, but it really is.
A good place to store your hearing aids, but I guess maybe it is. I don't know.
But now, of course, this is the Christina Lou show, which is the highlight. But, you know, I'm one of Christina's stalkers on Facebook. Nothing to do. Like, oh, let's go see what Christina's doing, where she's eating dinner. Mike, all you do is get jealous when you look at her Facebook page.
Yeah, she does not lead a dull life.
No. Unbelievable. The other night she was at this pink thing with a man that had a braid on the top of his head.
Yeah.
That... It was me.
I couldn't, your comment just really, yes, that was the pink party we went to.
That was
to
a pink
Brooklyn.
Party. It was unbelievable. It was craziness.
Yes, it was really
She's
fun.
Quite the socialite, really.
And you know, that whole event was totally free.
Really?
Everything. No, we didn't pay one thing for inside. Everything was free.
And it was, that was day or night?
Free. Day.
Oh, wow.
Day into
It's
night.
Amazing. It's like, you know, there's not enough hours in the day to keep up with Christina. But, and something else which I spotted it last night, and I know... Victoria responded on it, or whatever you say, that you got the Colleague of the Year.
Yeah, I think it's the first ever award that
the
I've ever
The first ever award.
I don't know how it even occurred. It was on my desk in the midst of all my paper. You know, I'm working. I'm like, what? So I went to lunch. I came back, and I saw. I'm like, what is on my desk? And I flipped it over. And so no one's fessing up to who did it, but I will
really?
Gladly accept the award for college.
That's very
year.
Nice. I mean, and it really is.
No, it really was perfect. It was
and
so
well
sweet.
Deserved.
100%. That's. I mean, I know I'm involved in a lot of organizations, a lot of things. And honestly, you know, Barbara, if you're listening, there's nobody like Christina in the world. Doing everything. Of course, Victoria, I got to put, you know, not causing trouble here. But no, it's the truth. And so that was a well deserved.
No, it was really sweet. It was very sweet of my coworkers.
Yeah, which was interesting.
I think they're trying to butter me up, though, because, you know,
I was just,
and I was like laughing. I was decorating for St. Patrick's Day in the office. So I think they were wanting me to keep the decorations coming. But no, it was really, really sweet. It was nice, and it was perfect because today is March 1st, and it is Social Work Month.
Oh, is it really?
So I have to give a shout out to all my social workers out there, and this year's theme is Elevate, which is actually an interesting concept, and it's really just about, you know, each of these different themes every year. They really just try and stress a different kind of component of social work. We always say on the show that social workers are literally, you can find them anywhere. You know, people originally thought, oh, social workers are the people that, like, take my kids away. You know, that's always, like, the go-to thought. But, you know, I mean, the fact is social workers are in schools and colleges, hospitals, veteran centers, mental health facilities, local and federal government, like myself, the corporate world, agencies. I mean, there's it's such a broad, and that's really what made me go to that topic. It was really, you could just do so many different things with it.
And, I'm proud to say that my granddaughter, who was
right.
on this show a year ago, actually, during Social Work mm-hmm. Month.
Oh, was it? Okay.
We'll be getting her master's in May.
Oh, so great.
As a social worker.
Well,
and
good
I'm
for
sure
her.
She's going to do great.
Has she decided where she wants to focus on?
I don't think so. You know,
yeah.
She's
well,
gone through young and old,
yeah.
both.
Yeah, well, that's what's nice because yeah. they give you, you know, options to kind of feel both. I went in knowing I wanted to work with seniors, so I was lucky.
Well, it's the good fortune for seniors.
I love
Not
it.
A lot
I
of
really
people
do.
Want to work with seniors.
It's really.
Because
well,
I am a senior, and there are a lot of seniors who
Trust
can,
me, I hold
can,
my breath when you walk in.
Well, a lot of people who are seniors feel like they can be obnoxious.
Yeah.
You know,
there's no honestly, that's do they feel that way, or they just... have given up that barrier, not barrier, whatever you call it.
Yeah, like that filter kind of
the
thing.
The filter,
yes.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, but
they
why?
Just, I have no idea
I
why
feel
I
like,
agree.
But you know what? I also feel like, you know what, sometimes I mean, it's a fine line. We don't want people to be mean, but you did earn your stripes, and I think you're allowed to do what you want.
So. Why though? I don't get it.
I also personally think not
all seniors are like
no.
that.
No, I think those people that are like that though were probably like that when they were young too, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't know if they're really changing personality types.
We just finished Black History Month.
Yes.
And a famous Maya Angelou quote is, when people show you who they are, believe them the first time.
Yeah.
And people don't change.
No, that's what I'm
saying.
Like, it gets exacerbated.
Honestly, you're a tremendous person. Right. But I will guarantee you, if I met you 40 years ago.
You would still be that great
you
person.
You would be that person. I wouldn't turn and say, you're a schmuck, and now all of a sudden you're a nice guy.
Yeah.
You don't change.
You mellow. Some cases you, as you age, hopefully you become more empathetic than when you were younger. Because when you're younger, you're kind of running through the rat race of life.
You're not thinking too
hard. Totally understanding that could really be you that this could happen to.
Right.
You know, a lot of times when you're young, you don't get it yet.
Yeah.
Not all young people, but, it's a fact.
You don't have somebody to guide you. Really, I was having that conversation just recently with somebody. I don't remember who it was or about what. But if you don't have a mentor... And if your parent isn't there saying, try to do this, you should do that, you can realize that all of a sudden you're 40 years old and it's like, I could have, I should have, you know. Not to anybody's fault, but.
Well, I think there's a couple of things. It's like in life, first of all, your entry level in life, some people are very arrogant about it, but they had zero control over that. Mm-hmm. When all of us were born, you didn't come with a checklist that said, where would you like to be born?
Would you
like to have parents who have a lot of money? Or would you prefer to be born in a shack in Kenya?
No.
You know, nobody asks you any of those questions. You know, you come in with what you have, and I think you have to respect other people for the fact that maybe they weren't quite as blessed in some ways as you. You know, no. But in other ways, maybe they were more blessed, you know, even though they don't look like they were.
So you don't know.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
so you never know what's going on.
Yeah.
So that's what you just got to try.
But it becomes
how
the person treats themselves and treats you.
Of course.
It really does at the end of the year. Because I have some friends and I have some clients that are beyond rich, just sick. They're nice as can be.
Yeah.
And then there's other ones that it's like, the hell is wrong with you? You have all this going for you and you're just nasty?
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be able to open a can of tuna if you didn't have a maid doing it for you. You'd be on your backside.
Yes.
But because daddy had the money, they think they have.
Well, that's the entry level thing. And you know, rather than think you're so great because of what happened, how about looking at it from the fact that you're so great only for one reason, because you were born into something 100%. That was a good situation.
Yeah, I
agree. Well, it's all about, you know, trying to be aware, and I think that also segues into, you know, Social Work Month. I mean, if you're not a social worker,
what
you could appreciate
about.
And it's just but it all really does tie in, because it's really just having that I'm getting like texts from my friends, happy Social Work Month, as this is going on.
Actually, there's an organization, Elevate 33, that gives grants for social work.
Hmm. Really?
Elevate 33.
Well, 33? Really
33.
That's a hot number.
A hot, hot number.
Yeah, wow.
It's getting hot. Actually, it's only I'm not going to go there.
That's really, that's really a very small number.
Yeah, we're getting close.
Yeah, we're getting close to, what are we getting close to?
It sounds like it's my birthday.
This is what you go through in life.
I know.
It was how long ago? It was 300.
Well,
and
I've been listening.
Days.
I told you, I am fully embraced in the planning
of
my birthday.
Now, is 33 also the end result of that?
No, 34 is.
33 days?
I like the...
No.
It's 34.
That's what I was just going to say.
Oh,
I'm not going
I totally
there.
Support my age.
You're going to be 34?
34 she's going to be.
Oh.
Still get ID'd.
I remember the 30th. I remember the 30th party.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
That's when I just started here.
Yeah.
Was the 30th
Is it
one.
Really that long
Because
ago?
I was just mesmerized by how April just became the month of Christina.
Well, it's going to
I saw billboards in the city. Happy birthday, Christina.
Well, we got Social Work Month, and then we got Christina
month.
That's
right. It all goes together. It just flows. But yes. Yeah, so stay tuned to my birthday festivities, because I'm fully in-depth and planning.
Well, you are a professional at festivities.
I'm doing the MTV Awards for my birthday theme this year. Yep. So stay tuned. I have to give a shout-out to my mom, because she just fuels my, like, you know, she's like, you really need to just get it. Because, of course, we've gotten too excessive. There's red carpets. I mean, God help us
funny.
Both.
Do you skip St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, no.
No, I didn't think you would.
The Irish family? No, no way. I don't think that would be allowed.
That's too great.
That's what I'm doing today. I'm decorating for St. Patrick's Day. It's good because Easter starts a little later this year, so I have like, a little.
You got extra time.
Yeah, I got a little time. But so stay tuned for the birthday.
Oh, I don't know. It was 2 years ago. And then we'll get back to what we were supposed to be talking about. And maybe it was 2 years ago. I'm not a big Facebook person. I'm going through, and it happened. Christina popped up. I didn't put her name in. I didn't even know. I don't think we were friends. So I said befriend or something like that. Oh my God! It's Martha Stewart on steroids.
It's funny.
Fun. You got to do it. You know what I said? Listen, there's so many things you can't control, and there's so much negativity in the world.
At a birthday party,
you
can run.
But there's certain things that you could do.
One quick question. Yes. Like, we talked earlier about decluttering and whatnot. How much stuff do you have?
So a lot.
For all these holidays throughout the year. And all the birthdays.
Yes.
Do you have like a garage just for that?
Yes. Well, that's what you sound like Jay now, because he said that we have this garage for your decorations. But the good thing is like I organize it. Yeah. And, so it's pretty. It's not, because my friends actually laughed. They were like, for someone who has, because I can pull out anything. I could throw together a party in like 2 seconds.
I got an idea
for
you.
But that's a skill. You know what I mean? And I'm there,
Right,
so
I agree with you.
It's not really hoarding if it's, being used.
If it's organized.
In my past, I used to sell barcode systems. You need a barcode system.
That would be
you got a label.
Amazing. Well, I bought a label maker for. I asked my mom to get me a label maker
with
for
barcode,
Christmas.
And then have a database.
That'd be
and then you
so...
can sort the database.
All right, I'll
and you can have it
you
in your warehouse by bin.
That would be amazing.
Eventually, it's going to be electronic. At the laundromat, she's going to hit the button. Christmas.
Yeah.
We should tell Jay.
Unfortunately,
you want to have an automatic picker.
Yeah.
System.
Yeah, right now it's just me like trying to shift around boxes. Like, there's like a whole
you definitely need a barcode system.
But it's all about those things. So, and just quickly, I wanted to, because I love our downsize segments. I mean, I think Barbara does such a great job because she's funny. And she really, we were all excited for her to come in, all of us, because you walk away. Victoria got rid of magazines last time. So I'm actually trying to put some of these to use, because I do hold on to calendars too, and I don't know why I hold on to calendars.
Oh, you
but
do?
I have like really cute like One Direction calendars.
Oh, One Direction.
And I feel like
what's
sad.
Styles, right?
Yes.
Styles, Harry.
I feel really sad getting rid of it,
No,
there's
I
pictures
would never get rid
involved.
Of a Harry Styles
it's not just
calendar.
A plain calendar. So
no.
There's my own set of, issues that I
actually
have.
I have a little bit of an issue with that too. I used to use Daytimer.
Yeah.
Before
electronic.
And I have Daytime is going back like 25 years.
No, because but that was before it was electronic, so it's a bit of a struggle for me too. Because
that's interesting you say that, because your age bracket,
I used to have a
manual,
fax was big when
paper
I was in
calendar.
High school.
Right.
And now
I still love a paper.
I still use a Daytimer.
Do you?
I haven't.
Because there's just something.
I use a Daytimer holder.
Oh, Otto's always got some kind of new.
See, I used to put the Daytime in here.
Oh, okay.
Now I use it for the other.
As the wallet, okay.
And my money.
No, I have the big one.
Oh,
I know.
The planner.
I have
with the months.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something about a planner. I can't get. I like a good hard copy planner too.
Yeah.
It's very
well.
It's actually
not hard copy.
Yeah.
We can't.
I just keep flipping out. He's like a magician.
We can't show this on television. We're not on television, but
what is this?
I print.
Look at this
the
guy.
Calendar from the electronics.
That's like you and Bunny for the week?
That's three months. That's 3 months.
Otto, you know what? I just want to.
But you know what this is good for? If you're trying to plan things, you can look at it.
Yes.
And it's easier than looking at a phone.
I agree. I do my concert schedule.
So I print one every so often.
Yeah, me too.
When I need to review it.
I feel like sometimes I have hope in myself, because I feel like I may grow up to be Otto. And this is like my goal in life. It really is.
This is turning into like a, how to do it kind of show now.
Yeah. Well,
no, actually, because I sit down with my wife and she does paper. And I get to the calendar and I'm the one that usually makes all, because I have all the running around. I'm saying Friday, free. This, and then she puts them all in.
I know, because I do both. And I mean, it's really kind of just absurd, but that's just me in general. It's like, because I put it in my phone, because I like to have it. But then I also have it like on my paper calendar. It's just a lot of checking.
I do the phone and whatever. It's all synchronized with the computer, the tablet, the phone. It's all in, it in one place, it changes it everywhere. So I do that, but just like you and your wife, I wind up sitting down with my wife who uses a paper calendar, but she uses a small one, so there's like a 1 inch by 1 inch square to put in all the stuff. And I'm saying, how do you fit that in there?
That's impressive. Shout out to Bunny. She has very tiny, neat handwriting.
That's great, though. I mean, it's
I know.
Well, you can do this.
I wish John's face could have, like, really been shown when he saw this.
Up in the top corner, there's an option to print the calendar.
So I have it that at work.
Yeah.
And I have three colors, you know, for the different things that I do. But I never thought I could put stuff
Well,
on
I actually printed it in black and white because it's easy to read.
Right, okay, that's fine.
Yeah. See, Otto, he just never ceases to amaze us.
Is there anything going on in North Hempstead?
Apparently. I mean, listen, we're just giving tips, seconds. Though. We're giving practical tips. Yes.
Well, actually, that's what the show is about at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's important to let them know what's going on. But Otto and Barbara today, I mean, that's important
stuff. And that's what I'm saying. What's great about the guests that we have on, you know,
and I think
it sparks the conversation.
Dr. Larry, yeah,
I mean, that's what it is. The entire show, we've been talking, you know, recapping what the guests said. And that just shows how great the guests both were today. Because during the breaks, if you could hear us, you know,
if you can hear.
Yeah. Right.
Do something about it.
And I think about that all the time because there's so many seniors I see that, you know, are neglected because they can't hear or aren't engaging and they think, you know, there's such a, everything's connected is really the bottom line.
No question.
So
what we're going to do is go to a break.
Yes.
I'm exhausted. No, you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.